Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is Craig Beck, aka the Stop Drinking Expert and the author of Alcohol Lied to Me, a book that has helped hundreds of thousands of people to quit drinking, a book that you can get for free from the website stopdrinkingexpert.com. Just sign up for today's free quit drinking webinar. So today, I want to talk about how denial is going to kill you when it comes to this drug, because denial is the biggest problem with people who have alcohol issues. And you can stay in denial until the day you die. And you hear it all the time. And it's when you're looking for it, it's so obvious. But because I've been there and done it, I also know how the people in that situation feel 100% that what they're saying is absolutely true. You know, for a long time, when people would question me on my drinking, I would roll out that trite statement that all drinkers say at some point, you know, I can stop drinking anytime I like. And I would genuinely mean it. I really, really believed that that was possible. And I was really genuinely offended at the suggestion that I couldn't. And now that I do this for a living and I help people to quit drinking, I see denial everywhere. And denial takes many forms. First of all, you can just flat out deny that you have a problem. You won't entertain any of it. But that's, you know, that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum, you know that you have a problem. You've kind of accepted it, but then you create this false narrative to keep you drinking. So you've accepted you've got a problem, but you've created a kind of sub-storyline that justifies your drinking. You know, and quite often you hear people saying, well, you know, it's because I have such a stressful life and it's my only release. And yeah, I know I've got a bit of a problem, but honestly, I don't have any choice here because this is the only way I have to cope. And what they've created there is plausible deniability. They've created a story that they can kind of buy. They go, yeah, that sounds realistic. That sounds maybe true. I'll stick with that. So instead of saying, yeah, I could take responsibility and deal with my alcoholism, what they do is instead they create this fiction, this story that that's not an option for them. Oh, they would love it if it was, but unfortunately, because of their unique situation, it's not possible. And I've noticed this more and more this year for some reason. I don't know why. And I think it might be that there's a lot of pressure on people at the moment. You know, the economic climate is bad. Everyone's a little bit jaded from the back end of the pandemic. And it kind of feels like everyone's stressed out. There's wars going on around the world. The media is full of negative stories. And it just feels like everyone's struggling a little bit. Now, the problem there for us drinkers is, what do problem drinkers and alcoholics do when they feel stressed and uncomfortable? Well, they drink more, don't they? So if because of the current climate, you're feeling more and more anxious and on edge, you need a story to justify you drinking more, don't you? Otherwise, you're just going to be miserable. You need something to assuage that voice in your head that's telling you that what you're doing is ridiculous. And so I think that's why we're seeing it more these days. But I see it with people who are doing the course as well. They're coming up with, and this is new. I've been running this course to help people quit drinking for 14 years, nearly 14 years now. And only in the last few months have I seen people coming up with absolute ridiculous deflections and statements. Like people will say to me, oh, well, I tried to do the course, but I couldn't get it to download properly on my phone. The one I had last week, can you believe this, right? At some point in the course, I suggest that people go and watch a movie called The Click. It's with Adam Sandler. Now, Adam Sandler movies are normally atrociously bad, but The Click, it's actually quite funny. It's quite a good film. But it's not about alcohol. What I ask you to do is to watch the movie and see it as a metaphor for alcohol use. Watch the whole movie and replace the universal remote control that is the center of the plot with a bottle of alcohol, and you will see something quite profound. And it can make you cry your eyes out when you, as a drinker, you watch this movie. So the point is not to critique an Adam Sandler movie. It's to see a metaphor, okay? Last week, I got an email from a woman saying, "How dare you? How dare you tell me to go and watch this movie? It was terrible. I didn't laugh once. And it was misogynistic, awful stuff. You've made me doubt your course completely now. Your course must be terrible if you're suggesting that people go and watch this filth." Are you crazy? I mean, talk about deflection. Talk about finding something to get angry about as a way of not focusing on why you're here. "Oh, I'd like to deal with my drinking, but I'm so angry at this movie." You know, it's so laughable that people can deliberately entirely miss the point and then convince themselves that they haven't. This woman was ranting because this movie I made her watch, she didn't like it. Completely missing the point that she's here because she's addicted to alcohol and it's destroying her life. And she has failed repeatedly to deal with this problem on her own. So she finally reached out for a bit of help. And then the clown panicked and said, "This movie's terrible. You should complain. How dare he do this to you? This is abuse. You've been abused." And she went, yeah, that's the problem. That's what I'm going to focus on. So look, the point of this video is responsibility. And to take 100% responsibility, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be able to identify when you're trying to defend the indefensible. You've got to stay focused here because this drug is laser focused. This evil clown that you invited to live in your head has got one goal: to kill you. That's all it wants to do. It wants you dead. That it spends its whole day focused, concentrated on that goal. If you let yourself drift to different annoyances and distractions and self-created bullshit, you're not going to win this battle. You've got to focus. That's why I say do the course and do every bit of the course. Don't take things out that you don't think are appropriate for you or you don't like. Do everything with passion and commitment. And more important than any of that, 100% responsibility. You've got to own this problem. Because if you at any point try and give any of the responsibility for this problem you've got yourself into to someone else, to me for recommending a terrible movie, to society, to your friends, to your family, to your alcoholic parents, if you give any of this responsibility to them, you're screwed. You're not going to beat the problem. Now, you'll notice I use the word very carefully, responsibility. I never use the word blame or fault, because blame and fault are completely pointless things. Responsibility is the only thing that's going to work here, all right? So if you're doing my course or you're reading my book and you find yourself getting annoyed because there's a comma where there should be a full stop, then this should be a slap about your chops, slap about your face, that's the clown trying to throw you off, trying to reduce your focus on what needs to be done. So get targeted, get laser focused on this problem and take action and do something about it before it's too late. If you want to do something today, you can do. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, sign up for today's free quit drinking webinar, and I will give you a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. If you have any questions, if there is a specific stumbling block or hurdle in your way and you want me to talk about it, email me via the website stopdrinkingexpert.com and I will make a video or a podcast just for you. Thanks a lot. See you in the next episode.
Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com